From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Dave DeForest reporting. NATO foreign ministers are holding year-end talks in Brussels. This week's NATO meeting comes just days after the European Union unveiled a plan for defense funding and research. A major item of discussion in this week's meeting is expected to be U.S. President-elect Donald Trump's approach to NATO. Trump's conflicting remarks about the Atlantic Alliance have fed European concerns, but they don't seem to bother NATO Secretary General Jens Stoltenberg.
I am absolutely confident that the United States will maintain its strong commitment to NATO, to the transatlantic bond, and to the security guarantees for Europe.
Jens Stoltenberg. An earthquake struck Indonesia's Sumatra Island Wednesday. The early morning quake was felt along Aceh Province's northeastern coast. It caused many buildings to collapse, and there are reports of injuries. Officials fear a number of people may be trapped under rubble. Monitors say Syria's Russian-backed army has penetrated rebel-held parts of Aleppo's old city, leaving rebel defenses in the city's devastated eastern sector on the verge of collapse. Details were sketchy late Tuesday, and it is not clear how far the government advanced has reached. Iran's President Hassan Rouhani is threatening the United States with harsh reaction after Congress voted last week to renew sanctions against the country for an additional 10 years. Rouhani said if U.S. President Barack Obama implements the sanctions, it would mark a blatant and clear breach of the nuclear agreement reached last year. Mr. Obama is expected to sign the Iran Sanctions Act into law before leaving office in January. His administration has said it does not believe the sanctions violate the nuclear accord. This is VOA News.